Howdy. Happy belated Mother's Day to all the mothers out there, and welcome to today's episode of This Week in Texas. I'm your host, Jeremy Kitchen. Here's your brief update on what you can expect in Texas politics today, Monday, May 10th. The overall Texas House of Representatives will convene at 2 p.m. today. They'll take up and consider 108 total bills, to include several that have been postponed from previous calendars. The most notable of all these bills is a bill that would extend Chapter 313 tax abatements an additional 10 years by State Representative Jim Murphy, a Republican from Houston. This bill was postponed from being considered Friday, May 7th. Notably, he's the Texas House Republican Caucus Chairman. Opponents of House Bill 1556 consider this corporate welfare, and it picks winners over losers and therefore is antithetical to free market practices. Another postponed bill, House Bill 1776 by State Representative Keith Bell, a Republican from Forney, was originally supposed to be considered on May 3rd, was postponed to today, and the bill would require an elective course on founding principles of the United States in public high school curriculum and the posting of its founding documents in public school buildings. It's possible that its companion, Senate Bill 1776 by State Senator Donna Campbell, a Republican from San Antonio, gets brought up as it passed the Senate at the end of April unanimously. The Texas Pandemic Response Act, or House Bill 3 by State Representative Dustin Burroughs, a Republican from Lubbock, is also on today's calendar. This bill, when it was originally filed, prompted several conservative activists around the state to express concerns with what they considered a controversial perpetuation of already disputed authorities of the governor in times of disaster. Since its original filing, it's gone through several revisions. It's likely that during the course of the debate that several amendments will be attempted to be added. Two bills related to the Republican Party of Texas' priority of religious freedom are up today as well. This includes House Joint Resolution 72 by State Representative Jeff Leach, a Republican from Allen, and House Bill 525 by State Representative Matt Shaheen, a Republican from Plano. HJR 72 would provide for a constitutional amendment to prohibit state or local governments from prohibiting or limiting religious services of religious organizations. You may recall that over the course of the last year, in the wake of the pandemic, many governmental entities attempted to shut down churches and places of worship. House Bill 525 would similarly designate all religious organizations as essential at all times, to include during a declared state of disaster. Originally scheduled for consideration on Friday, May 7th, House Bill 1396 by State Representative James White, a Republican from Hillister, is on the floor today, and it's the omnibus law enforcement reform bill that's modeled off of concepts included in former President Donald Trump's executive order related to safe policing for safe communities. Similarly, House Bill 1683 by State Representative Brooks Landgraf, a Republican from Odessa, also carried over from Friday's calendar to today, and it prohibits law enforcement at the state level of any federal statute, order, rule, or regulation as it relates specifically to regulating oil and gas operations that are not already in existence in state law. Freshman Republican State Representative Cody Vasut of Angleton has a bill that would authorize a property owner to bring legal action against a property owner's association for any violation of the Texas Residential Property Owners Protection Act. This bill is House Bill 2912 on today's calendar. Democrat State Representative Sinfronia Thompson from Houston has her bill, House Bill 4661, on the floor today. This bill would attempt to prevent sexual harassment by lobbyists and require registered lobbyists to undergo sexual harassment training every 2 years. Notably, this bill was filed well after the bill filing deadline of March 12th, but also in the wake of allegations just 2 weeks ago that a lobbyist had spiked the drink of a legislative staffer in an effort to sexually assault her. Since then, the lobbyist has been cleared by law enforcement, and his associates have alleged that he was instead framed by political opponents. Questions have been raised as to the potential efficacy of a bill like this, and in that it empowers the Texas Ethics Commission to potentially sweep any enforcement issues that come about since they are charged with controlling under the rug. Concerns have also been raised as to the potential free speech issues for registered lobbyists and what actual impact a revocation of a lobbyist registration would have. You can find out more about this issue on our website, texasscorecard.com. A bill by Democrat State Representative Christina Morales of Houston would provide for existing ethnic studies courses to be an established component of the Texas Social Studies Foundation curriculum. This is House Bill 1504 on the floor today. Similarly, State Representative Steve Toth, a Republican from the Woodlands, has an anti-critical race theory bill in House Bill 3979 that would provide for the development of student civic knowledge in the Texas Social Studies curriculum. Expect the debate on this bill to last a while. The Tim Tebow bill by State Representative James Frank, a Republican from Wichita Falls, is up again today. It was originally laid out last week on May 5th, but due to a sustained point of order, it was sent back to the House Public Education Committee. This bill allows homeschooled students who are eligible to participate in UIL activities the option to participate in those activities if their local public school district allows. Republican State Representative Candy Noble of Lucas has a bill that would seek to streamline safety net programs to reduce costs and improve outcomes for recipients on the programs. That's House Bill 1886 on today's calendar. Republican State Representative Jay Dean of Longview has a bill that would require the Commissioner of Education to apply to the U.S. Department of Education for a waiver from federal testing requirements during any school year in which a disaster has been declared by either the president or the governor. This, of course, comes in the wake of the COVID-19 pandemic. Democrat State Representative Alex Dominguez has House Bill 3141 on the floor today. This bill would require a disclosure of fees for the sale of concert or event tickets. It specifically requires ticket websites to post all associated ticket fees in an easily accessible location. Lastly, State Representative Giovanni Capriglione, a Republican from Southlake, has House Bill 2558 on the floor today, and it would prohibit any state contracts with companies that discriminate against the firearm or ammunition industries. The overall Senate will convene today as well at 4:30 p.m., They've several bills on their intent calendar, to include one that we've spoken about previously, Senate Bill 1254 by State Senator Bob Hall, a Republican from Edgewood. This bill would create an interstate compact focused on border security and immigration enforcement. Ultimately, the compact would need only to be approved by Congress, not the president, to become federal law, granting participating states in the compact the right of relevant federal jurisdiction. Another bill on the intent calendar, House Bill 574 by State Representative Greg Bonin, all sponsored by State Senator Larry Taylor, both Republicans from Friendswood. This bill would increase the criminal penalties associated with ballot fraud, as well as expand on the definition itself. This is a priority of the Republican Party of Texas as it relates to election integrity. As an update to legislative priorities moving through the legislative process, House Bill 1399 by State Representative Matt Krause, a Republican from Hazlitt, has yet to be put on a calendar for consideration by the whole House. This is the bill that would prohibit a physician from administering puberty blockers or conducting gender transition surgeries on a minor. It's a priority of the Republican Party of Texas as it relates to children and gender modification. It's notable because of the impending deadlines in the House, and as the days continue, its prospects for passage get slimmer. Today is day 119 of the 140-day legislative session, meaning there's just 22 days left, counting today. Today is the last day that House committees can vote out House bills. Put bluntly, if a priority House bill of yours is not voted out by today, it's dead. Thursday marks the last day the House can consider House bills on second reading on a calendar. Using legislative history as a guide, however, if a bill gets scheduled on a calendar after Tuesday, its prospects to be considered are slim to none, as factions in the House will almost assuredly begin exploiting parliamentary delay tactics in efforts to kill them. It is likely the House of Representatives will meet every day this week. Well, that's it for today's episode. I know it was a lengthy one. I appreciate you joining us for today. Join us again tomorrow for another update. And make sure to check out our website, texascorecard.com, for news and commentary on a whole host of issues related to both Texas politics and policy. If you want up-to-the-minute updates, make sure to follow me on Twitter at @OpinionatedK. I'll see you tomorrow. Y'all take care.